Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 18. I'm your host, Corey. I got my guys, Edwin, Frank, and Khalib in the building. How you guys doing?
What's up? What's going on, fellas?
How y'all doing?
The tribal chief has entered the building.
Hey. before we get into anything, happy belated birthday, Corey.
Happy belated birthday, sir. Thank you.
How old are you now? Can you put 40? That age out or not yet?
40? Of course, man. Uh-oh. No, I'm 25, man.
Oh, all right.
The youngest gun, man.
You enjoy your day?
I loved it, man. I took care of a little baby. Let him vomit all over me. I love it.
All right. Same old. I saw him doing his pull-ups in the crib today. OG style.
I got my little Zion Jr.
Zion Jr.
Yo, Frank.
What up?
Corey texted me again today. He said he ain't seen no football posts.
Here we go.
I didn't see no post from Frank the whole day, actually. I was waiting to see. I saw you post some dinner thing last night.
Well, that was last night. I don't want to make it seem like I'm stalking you, though.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm stalking you guys, man. I swear I'm on Instagram two times a day, five minutes. My man had the filet. with mashed potatoes with butter.
It looked good.
Oh my god, man. Yeah, so Edwin, we need to talk about this PWI.
Yes, we need to talk about
100
this.
Women wrestlers.
Yes. No news this week. We're going right into PWI. The top 100 wrestlers, women wrestlers. What do you guys think? What are your thoughts?
Name them first. Name them first.
What do you want? You want the 1 to 10, or you want what?
I think 1 to 5 is more important than 1 to 10.
I'll do the one to ten. And number one, we got Bayley at number one. Bayley comes out on top, which I could see that. That's understandable.
Yeah.
This surprised me. We got Becky Lynch at number two. Becky Lynch has been out since what? After WrestleMania?
Yeah. I don't get that.
Asuka at number three. Charlotte at number four. Sasha Banks at five. Hikaru Shida at six. Tessa Blanchard at seven. Riho at eight. Io Shirai at nine. And Mayu Iwatani at 10. Rhea Ripley's 11.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got to talk about this.
Yeah, you go first.
It says from October 2019 through October 2020, looking at criteria like title wins, quality of opposition, wins and losses, overall activity, and the push received by the promotion or promotions they work. This list is horrible.
It's nonsense.
I have Charlotte Flair at one.
Why?
I mean,
what has she done?
I mean, she won multiple titles. Or competition.
What has she been doing recently?
No, but it's from October 2019, though.
Bayley deserves one. Bayley deserves one. I would have Charlotte at two at least.
If that's the case, I would go Becky number one, because Becky had like the best run from October to October. That's a year, no? That's a year. I mean, she had like the best run, but I would say Charlotte,
Charlotte didn't finish off the year strong.
True, but I mean, without her, you see how the division is right now.
I still think the women's got the best division. 100%. They're doing better than the guys.
100%.
Corey, let me ask you a question. Do you think Bayley deserves to be at least in the top 10?
Yes. I have Bayley at three.
Where's this going, Khalid? Because she definitely that's an easy yes.
So I have Becky, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley, Hikaru Shida, Asuka, Tessa Blanchard, Shayna Baszler. That's my 10.
Asuka's 9.
You're being very nice putting Shayna Baszler at 10.
And Asuka's 9?
Yeah, because I feel like they made like Asuka kind of like a clown to some degree.
Now,
Asuka, technically, Asuka is like probably one of the best wrestlers in general. But I'm saying like the way they're saying it, I don't think she's like 8. Because they didn't really push her. She's been in a tag team. She's doing like comedy sketches every single time.
That's kind of a push.
Yeah. Is that the case? I mean, that's a weak push.
You have to appreciate a championship, right? Whenever you do these lists, see, this is the problem I always have with these lists. Whenever you do one of these things, right, you have to appreciate a championship. You got to ask yourself a question about the women wrestling, period. International, all over. You got to ask yourself one question. What is the top belt of all of these? It's the same thing I have with the men. I say the same thing with the men. What is the top belt? The top belt is the SmackDown's women's title.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely true.
Bayley will have to be number one just based on that criteria. Like, just the fact that she has the number one women's belt.
Agree.
Number two would be the Raw's championship belt. So Asuka would be number two. At some point, you have to put Thunder Rosa somewhere in this top 10. It ain't no way you can get around it. She has the NWA belt. She has, there's some type of prestige with that. They did push her. She did wrestle in another organization with her belt.
Yeah.
With her actual NWA belt.
That belt is on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
I get it. I understand. You're right, Corey. You're right. It's kind of a basement operation. I agree with you. But there's still some prestige held with that. And they did push her. You have to give the champions of at least the top women's sort of wrestling organizations somewhere in the top 5 or 10. They have to be somewhere there. And you know, you said Shayna Baszler. Listen, what can I?
What has she done besides fight?
Corey.
She was dominant, bro.
No, she was not.
Y'all forgetting.
And last year, she was nowhere to be found. She was chasing the 24/7 title. Remember?
Was she in Raw?
When did she get out?
When did she go to Raw? You saying?
Yeah, I don't think she's been on WWE for like. I don't think she's been on Raw for like a year yet.
You can't even
remember. She's been on NXT for a minute. Then she popped up on. Oh no, when was WrestleMania?
April.
That's when she popped up. April, to fight Becky Lynch. No.
Yeah, and before that, where was she?
It was somewhere around that time.
Yeah. So look at her run, October through that April.
What did she do in October?
NXT. She was killing people in NXT. She had the belt for like how long? Yes, she was.
What she do when she came up?
That's not her fault.
So
I'm counting the NXT.
Okay, so then she didn't really do nothing.
I'm putting Io Shirai in my top 5. She would probably be like 5. Because Io Shirai.
Yeah, she's five. Who are you taking out?
Who am I taking out from?
I would keep that same list. I'm just putting Asuka at number 2. Becky at 5.
I got Asuka at 2.
Okay.
I will put Becky at 5. I would keep Charlotte at Flair, and I'll move Sasha. EO up to 3.
So you're taking Sasha out?
Yeah, Sasha will move down because she loses too much, bro.
She does lose a lot.
She puts on a good show, though.
She puts on a good show. She just loses too much. I would put her at 6.
Technically, I'll put Tessa Blanchard at 1. Because Tessa Blanchard won a men's title. She won a men's title.
Corey, you got a good point there, Corey.
Well, yeah. But she won a men's title. Like you said, you shit on TNA all the time. Excuse me. Like, you crap on TNA all the time. Like, come on, bro.
So? But I'm saying that's still a men's title, right? She looks believable actually wrestling dudes. To some degree,
another good point.
To some degree, I'm not saying she looks believable wrestling like Brian Cage. I mean, that's
ridiculous.
No, that was ridiculous.
It's not bad. She's not bad. And the only reason why she's not signed,
I don't want to watch a girl fight.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch it, but
yeah.
Actually, you know what? This is my last comment on this because Edwin used to watch Lucha Underground. They used to do a lot of men's versus women. That was like their own thing. It looked perfect. It looked perfect the way they were doing it.
It was cool. It was good. Now,
Somehow, I know this is just my personal, this is just people that I personally like, and I know that they won't make anybody's top 10, so I'm just going to say their names, so I don't give a damn. But Britt Baker should be somewhere in that top 10. But that's just
Britt
my
– No, hell, I love – you know, I love me some Britt Baker.
Where is she on that list?
She's 20. She's there 22. She's going to beat – what's her name?
She's going to stay at 22. She's not.
Question: where's Ronda? Where's Ronda on that list?
Ronda's not on the list. Ronda was number one in 2018, and then last year she was number three. Wow. So
where's she at this year?
Bailey.
She wasn't here October though.
Oh, she didn't make there. Oh wait, she wasn't.
So Bailey actually jumped from six to number one. And Shayna Baszler actually last year was number four. That's crazy.
Well, last year she was killing them. Last year she was killing in NXT.
And Tessa Blanchard was five. Damn, last year Natalya was at seven.
I mean, oh my God. What kind of list is that, man?
I was comparing last year and this year. Like, oh my God, never mind. But yeah, Bailey jumped from six to one, which is a big jump. But. Well
she deserves it, though. She deserves it.
Well deserved.
So what? Who's your number one next year? Call it right now.
Next year. So next if they're, year? They're probably gonna do. They're starting it from now.
From now,
I'm assuming. I mean,
I'm gonna give it to Sasha.
Oh, Charlotte Flair. Of course.
Depends on when she comes back. It depends on when she comes back, though.
We're just coming back.
She is.
I am jumping on the boat of Toni Storm.
Number one,
I am gonna jump the. I am on the train.
Number one.
Wow. They're going to make her a huge star. I can't wait till we talk about NXT. Yeah, we gotta talk about NXT first. Oh my God, that is a star in the making.
Charlotte has never been the number one wrestler, female wrestler.
You see, and this is why, and this is why I hate that list, because people like Charlotte. Has never been a number one wrestler. You know who else? You know who else has never been number one on that PWI list?
Who?
You know who else?
Who?
The Rock. The Rock.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah.
That's why I hate that list. I truly hate it, but I do it for the fans and I do it for y'all. Because honestly, I truly have a problem with that list.
In 2016, I had to go back. 2016, she was the top ranked wrestler.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Charlotte is like the LeBron James of the women's wrestling division. Like, you don't have to give her an MVP. You know she's good.
That's right. That's right.
I could agree on that.
That's right.
I'm dropping dimes.
She's going to come back.
I'm like just Dame Lillard, man.
And I think she's going to go to Raw.
She got drafted to Raw.
So she's just going to demolish everyone.
But like what she does, yeah, she's great.
Let's see.
I agree.
But now let's start with the NXT. We're gonna go with the number one contender match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. We had Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I'm gonna call them the Leg Breakers versus Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong picking up a big win. So now they're going to be going against Fandango, Breezango. Dango, whatever the hell the name is. What do you guys think about this match?
It's okay match. I'm still trying to figure out what they're trying to do with Undisputed.
I feel like that ship is sailing. It's going to be like those two and then just Cole.
But I mean, and actually, like, I just don't want to see Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish. Like, I've seen Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly for the longest. Like, them two paired together is actually... I mean, way better than Roderick Strong and Fish, but I mean, I don't know.
I think Adam Cole needs to just turn on him and let him go single.
Somebody needs to turn on somebody because honestly, this match didn't captivate me at all. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I think it's because the style of the two tag teams is just way different. Like one is. You know, one is more of a cruiserweight type of vibe, and then one is like a big brawly dudes. And, you know, the way the match was formulated, it just was kind of stale to me. It's kind of slow.
Yeah, I didn't agree.
This is one of those matches that, you know, it's not going to captivate anybody. It's just good workers. They're all good workers. They all make a match look good, but it's not great because there was no story behind this. And to me, the Undisputed Era, they're more like interchangeable. So you could put Roderick Strong with Kyle O'Reilly or Adam Cole. They just need to break them up. They all look alike. They're all the same size. Break them up, man. Because I told you, and they're gonna make them into comedy acts soon. This is what they're gonna do. They're gonna be comedy.
Do you think they win this belt? Do you think they win the belt?
Hell no, they're not winning that belt.
Who has that belt right now? No tag team belt.
Breezango.
Breezango.
They are not taking that belt. They're done. They're gonna be in catering soon.
What? Why? Why don't Birch and Larkin get like they get? So how many losses do they have? Like, they stay losing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I seen them, like, I think they were in Brooklyn one time. I was, like, really up close to them. Is it Birch? Danny Birch is kind of a big-ish dude. He's solid, man, but they just plain vanilla. They just boring.
Yeah, they are plain vanilla.
They're bald-headed.
They're great wrestlers, though.
Yeah, but that isn't necessarily they have no swag.
Yeah, I mean
to
it's
them.
Not gonna get you over. Yeah,
it's like what's their gimmick? Okay, one is from America and one is from England. Is that their gimmick?
I don't even think they got a gimmick.
They have no exactly. Like, they have no gimmick. Nothing.
Yeah.
Plain Jane, man.
Plain.
And speaking of plain Jane, let's go to Jake Atlas versus Ashanti the Adonis. Ashanti the Adonis. Is that the guy that? Whatever. I don't care what the hell his name is. I don't even know why I'm talking about this damn match. Hey, is this the Jey Uso looking dude that I said before?
Yes. This is the Jey Uso looking dude.
This match was so shitty. This was horrible. It was all.
Yeah, The only thing I remember about this match was the end. It has something to do with
Escobar
and Swerve coming out with a chair. That's the only thing I remember about this match, man. I don't remember nothing else. This was, you know, this is a dumpster fire match right here, brother. Dumpster fire match.
Why are they having Swerve still fight against Escobar? I mean, it's over.
That's been like 3 months too.
That was a damn good match, the last match, but it was.
Tired of it.
It's over.
Let it go.
Yeah. Speaking of letting go, we're gonna let go of this segment. So now, to I think probably the match of the week. Johnny Gargano versus Austin Theory. I am jumping on the Austin Theory train right now.
You're not welcome. You're not
jumping
welcome.
On the
Get
train.
Off.
This
not
dude
welcome.
Is
We're throwing
nice.
You off.
He's
not welcome. We're throwing you off. We're throwing you
nice.
Off. You're not welcome.
What a so damn good match.
Austin Theory's best match since he's been in WWE. His best match.
Since he's been on
down.
WWE?
Since he's been in WWE, this has been his best match, hands down. To pair him with Gargano,
it just sucks that they're treating him like that. He keeps on losing.
Yes, now that's the thing. Like, they can't continue to make him lose because if they do that, he's just gonna get
and
lost.
And gets born, just like how Randy is.
Yeah, he has to start winning now. He has to
I agree. This is definitely the best match of the whole week because I know this was the best match because this match. Was so good that it made me even like Johnny Gargano for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.
You're not a Mr. Takeover fan?
Mr. Takeover.
Oh, you're
please.
Crazy. We're not going in. Don't start, Corey. Don't start, Corey.
He couldn't hold Shawn Michaels' jock strap. But that's another story. It made me appreciate him just for the 20 minutes that I was watching him. The match was really high intense, high impact moves. Austin Theory, you know, this is better than the last week's crap that he had to do.
Definitely.
You know, he had to act like he was fighting a stick figure. And he had to act like he was getting, like he was really taking bumps of him and stuff. Like, you know, But this was good. This was good. I like this match. Frankie, I like your boy for the time being in this
that
match. I
the,
did
that
like
on that. He's on the NXT Mount Rushmore. Put it like that.
He had to. He is. You got to put him up there. But he got to, and you got to see him as facer a little bit because Theory was here, so you got to see Gargano as a little face for a little bit for like 20 minutes. But then, you know, back to being a heel. But still, it was a really good match. Really good.
I mean, if you look at my Instagram, you do see a picture of me and Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae, you know, hugged up. So, you know, I'm just saying, they know me. The only thing about Johnny Gargano that I don't like, he has no charisma. If that man had charisma, he'll be in the main roster right now.
I don't want him.
I think all his – he has classic matches. I mean –
Well, I think he could have went to the main roster. He doesn't want to go to the main roster.
No. Ciampa doesn't want to go to the main roster.
Nobody does.
I don't think Gargano wants to go
Nobody
either.
Does.
They don't want him in the main roster. He's going to be chasing the what's that belt called? The 24 high 11 95 belt.
Yeah.
He's going to be chasing that. I-95,
7-11. European TV title.
If that
title.
Man had charisma, he'd be amazing, man. It's, speaking of charisma, let's go to his wife. So we're going to go to the number one contender match for the women's NXT championship. We had Candice LeRae versus Shotzi Blackheart. Shotzi Blackheart
second,
has some charisma, man. Jeez.
Second best match of the week.
Definitely was a good match. I enjoyed this one.
Second best match of the week. Let me check my notes.
Second best match of the week.
Man, really write his notes on paper.
Wasn't Lars Sullivan fighting?
My man. We'll talk about
wasn't
that.
Wasn't Lars... That he might
bully.
Be the second best.
The bully.
Wait till we get to
the
that.
Bully.
Oh, I got something.
The bully, Corey.
I got something.
The bully,
that.
Corey.
Yeah, he's a bully. He damn right. He is a bully.
What do you guys, what you guys think?
I'm not even gonna talk about that.
What do you guys think about the match though? In general,
I liked it.
Great match, really, bro. Good. Great match. Shotzi Blackheart is the future of that women's division. I just don't see. I don't see LeRae's good. She's a great wrestler. I just don't see her beating
Io.
And she's not a heel, bro. She's not a good heel.
Yeah.
She needs to be face.
She's
like,
trying to be like Alexa Bliss, man. Honestly.
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working.
I didn't even think of that.
She needs to kind of go back to, you know, when she first came in, like, but like you don't want her to be cheesy either, but like it's just the heel thing's not fitting
it's not for
her.
Everybody.
I don't
it's
know if it's because they paired her with Gargano, but it's not working. But the match was amazing. The match was great. I mean, it somehow I'm sure Blackheart might get involved. Maybe it might become a triple threat match. I don't know because something has to happen because there's no way they're gonna have Blackheart host. What is it?
Halloween Havoc,
and not have something based around her.
If she didn't,
like a match
you got a good point.
That if she true. Didn't have that stupid truck or whatever tank, I'll be all over her, man. But I can't get over that damn tank.
It's
cool,
like
the tank,
man.
It looks so fake. It looks so fake.
It looks so fake, man.
Corey.
Yeah,
Corey. Tell me how you really feel. God. You don't like the tank.
And then you have her roll over. What's that guy's name?
So corny.
Robert Stone. You have her roll Robert Stone ankle, and then he can't walk the next day. Oh my god,
that wasn't funny.
It was a little funny. It was a little funny, but it was corny funny. It was corny.
I like Shotzi Black.
I like her too.
Listen,
I like your point though. What you're saying with the Halloween Havoc, maybe she might do something.
Yeah, because like it's they've based to have her hosting it and based around her. Like she something has to be.
Well,
done
unless
with
they're not,
because
they
like,
know she's hosting, so why make her win?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just
what, is it in a week?
Why
a week or two? The 29th.
Two weeks. Yeah. 29th. Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks. Yeah.
What is Io Shirai?
I think
is she
honestly.
Io? Or is she a face, or did they not
she's
do
like
that?
She's like the in between. She's the in between. Well, yeah, I guess. Mm. I think she fights Io at Halloween Havoc.
They need to give it to Rhea Ripley because I'm tired of this stuff.
I miss Rhea.
My girl Rhea.
going back to UK.
Well, speaking of somebody I love and my new favorite wrestler, Toni Storm versus Aaliyah, the future Toni Storm.
Your new favorite wrestler? I love Toni Storm. She's been around for a while now.
How long has she been around for?
About 2 years since NXT UK has been around.
NXT UK. That's what you're telling me? UK?
So how do you know about her?
Then? I don't watch UK.
How do you know about her?
I looked at that one match and I saw a star.
That was it. You know a star when you see one?
I know a star when I see one.
That one match was terrible.
Oh no, no. I got an AEW match, women's match that was terrible. But this
was bad too, but
this was amazing.
Swole needs to go.
This is amazing.
Not amazing.
No, this match was not amazing. Aaliyah needs to go. Like, you can't don't pair her with Aaliyah. Like, she's too big of a name. You like those stupid squash matches, though. Like,
you need that.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You
need that, but when you first come, yes.
Thank you, Frank. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know psychology. She's been here. Fellas, they know her.
Fellas, he doesn't know
psychology. Everybody gets that match. You know that.
No. He wants.
Somebody needs to get squashed. You need those squashes.
You got to build that momentum.
Put it. All right. But if you're going to pair her with somebody, pair her with somebody where she can, who's mobile and can, like,
like Austin,
wrestle. I mean, don't put her with Noah.
Like, I got Austin. Yeah, like, did okay.
Still, but don't put her with Aaliyah. Yeah.
But she needed it. She needed it.
Nice, yeah.
That was her first match, right? In NXT.
Yeah, Aaliyah's perfect.
Toni Storm. No, she was not.
Aaliyah's perfect. That was a great, like, that was a great squash. Boom, boom, got right in. You see the entrance. The entrance was amazing with the glasses. Oh man,
she's a star, Corey, huh?
She is a star.
And you got her number one next year in the PWI.
She's number one next year.
Wow.
I want to see her fight Rhea again.
She fought Rhea before?
Guy, go watch NXT UK.
You know, I'm not going to watch. I don't watch any. If it's not.
Guy, just go watch it.
If it's not in America, I am not watching it.
Can you just go watch it?
It has to be in America in a real.
When I tell you the match was amazing, just go watch
it. I don't want to see anything in a gym.
For this first UK title, just go watch it.
I'll debate it. Now, I have to talk about this match because I didn't talk about these dudes last week, and I thought they're going to go away, but I don't think so. Killian Dane and Drake Maverick versus Imperium. Clearly, Imperium won the match. They're boring as hell, too.
I want to see
but after the match,
War Games.
They're good with Walter.
Good with Walter as a stable. But
what do you guys think is going to happen with Killian Dane and Drake? Because after the match, Drake got hit, and then Killian Dane came in and said, nobody hit you except for me. Where is this going, man?
They're going to get that title push.
Drake Maverick, I don't know. He had that run where he was running for that Cruiserweight title. That was really it. Then he got signed. That was his last good run.
It's just
stupid. That was it. I would have never even hired him.
Nobody hits you but me.
and Killian Dane. I mean, Jesus. It's prayers. He needs prayer. He needs prayer. He needs Yahweh. He needs Jesus. He needs everything because this guy sucks. I don't care you. It could be 1,000 people that try to tell me that Killian Dane is a great anything or a wrestler or whatever. This guy does not have it. He does not have it. He comes out with the freaking pants on. Wrestlers that come out with only pants on.
It's stupid.
They annoy the crap out of me. He's flabby. He's not in shape. Well, that's the normal now.
Yeah, it is. That's normal.
It's so normal now.
That's normal.
It's not even funny. It's like, Corey, man, help your boys out, Corey.
I'm gonna say this one thing, and I'll shut up. He looks better fat than the weight he lost. You know, I don't know. He had a better fat look than this.
Who?
Yeah, Killian Dane looked better fat.
Killian Dane?
Yeah. When he was fat, it looked better. Like he.
All right,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I have to say one thing though, and I disagree with what Khalid said. How he doesn't have it. Well, he doesn't have it now, but when he was with what was that group's name?
Sanity.
Sanity, and they fought in War Games.
Now picture,
like, he stood out tremendously.
Why?
In that match.
Why he stuck? Because he's a fat dude with hair all over him, doing all that stuff. Now he looks like he might be fat. He might be. I don't know what he is. He's like two in between.
He's you know what he is? He's an obese chubby guy. Like, he's chubby, but he's on the, like, the obese spectrum. But he's chubby. But he's chubby.
Yeah.
I mean him, Kevin Owens. I mean, all these guys are just like, they make my head explode. Like, honestly, yes. Like, just looking at them. It's like why am I watching you? Why would I pay a WWE prices to watch you? That's the question I have sometimes when I watch these overweight bastards. I'm like, why would I pay WWE prices to watch you?
That's true.
Oh my god,
these overweight bastards. Maybe,
I don't know.
Well, speak.
Get in the shape.
Somebody,
yeah, like you would think. You're, yeah, I don't know. Go ahead, Corey.
Speaking of somebody who, because we're gonna hop off this, because I don't want you getting a heart attack, man. I don't want you to get too upset. I sense it. We're gonna go to somebody who I want to see. My top five, that for the NXT North right. American Championship, we had Damian yeah. Priest versus Dexter Lumis. I thought the match was horrible, but I love Damian Priest.
Yes,
I like him. I like him.
And I feel like
you know what? Yeah, nah. You know what's funny about you saying that? These are two guys that I like, but this match sucked. Oh. But I love both of these guys, but this match sucks.
Lumis gotta go, bro.
He definitely does.
I don't like Lumis, bro.
You know what's crazy?
Lumis gotta go, bro.
I like that character, but
the character's good.
Me too.
He needs to be more like the character. He needs to talk more, like be more like Brian Pillman. He needs to be like Brian Pillman.
Yes, exactly. He has to be like that.
That's what he needs right. to be like. Brian Pillman like played that crazy. I thought he was. He maybe was crazy. I don't know. He needs to be like that. Like Terry Funk. Mm-hmm. He needs like that yeah. craziness.
Yeah. Because he looks crazy. He like does. That's what I like about Dexter Lumis. He looks like a psycho killer. Like, I like that.
But his matches just suck. His matches don't show like his matches don't go with his gimmick. Like, if you're going to be, like, crazy, like, the way you say you are, at least portray that in your wrestling as well.
Probably need to start poking people up.
Yeah.
Something, like, I don't know. Like, I mean.
Like, he got the look. He got the look. I can get with his vibe. It's just that I can't get with his matches.
Yeah, the match.
His matches.
It's not working.
And speaking of not working. Let's go to AEW. I'm so depressed. I don't even.
AEW sucks.
I was thinking ooh, about not bad. Doing it, but
it
I'm gonna do it.
A bad week.
We're gonna go to the AEW World Tag Team Title match between my favorite group, FTR versus the best friends. FTR picking up the win. What do you guys think?
I'm a big FTR fan. I don't know. Wasn't for me. This match. It was the
match
was reminded
me
of that first
like,
NXT
bad,
match.
Bad.
It was something like that.
Right. Mm. Right. And I did appreciate the fact that the best friends kind of like they dressed alike. Kind of was wearing the same stuff. I can give them credit for that, but that's about it. You know, once again, Chuck Taylor, is that his name?
Yeah.
Chuck. Yeah. Once again, he's doing stupid dives and just one dive he did, he almost like he almost twists his leg, and I wish he would have.
This guy is ruthless.
But yeah. What about you, Edwin?
I mean, it was a good opening. I mean, it seems to me like they always open up with like a tag team match, but it's just I
think they do too much tag team.
Yeah.
They have a lot of. They do a lot. That
yes.
They do too much. I feel like.
It's just again. It's no story. Like you want
yeah.
stories.
You no want promos. Feuds. No
There's
nothing.
No feuds. There's no promo.
No feud. No
straight fights.
Promos. Nothing. It's just All right. We'll fight you next week. All right, we'll beat you, and then we'll fight you next week. Now, I do think they're getting somewhere with, because I mean, it ties into it. But it was in the middle of the show when they did the lottery for the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match to see who gets the verse FTR, which was Private Party, Young Bucks, Butcher and Blade, and
Dark Order.
I forget the other team. Dark Order. I mean, clearly, Young Bucks are going to win. I think. Because I think if you have to do that match. That match has to be done already. That's like the only feud I see, because they've been going at it since FTR arrived. Like, you know, they've been dressing alike or doing that whole, I don't know, they've been doing just making it weird for a little bit. But that's what you kind of just have to make that match.
And yeah,
it's. You have a $50 pay-per-view coming up. You have to put that entice price. Me somehow.
Mm-hmm. Entice people, but don't make that pay-per-view five hours, man.
Oh no,
I don't want that much for my money. I don't want that much for my money.
Please.
So within,
go ahead. That's in 3 weeks. No, I was saying that's in 3 weeks. That pay-per-view.
They better work hard, because I'm not paying $50.
What's it called?
Full Gear.
Full Gear. Okay.
Ugh. Well, within this match, I think it was Cash who threw somebody into a video game machine. So keep that in mind, right? I'm tying this in. So then Kip Sabian got Miro, and Miro beat up the best friends. Then after that, you had Kip Sabian and Miro versus Sean Maluda and Lee Johnson. If I'm Miro, I would have stayed in WWE if I'm doing this.
I would have stayed in WWE.
If I'm doing this, playing video games?
Playing video games. Well, they're tying it in with his Twitch.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
How he plays video games.
You think he'll have a match on his Twitch?
They're trying to tie it in.
He'll have a match on his Twitch soon.
And I think he might. I think he's trying to like take a shot at WWE with the whole no Twitch stream thing. So I don't know. I kind of feel like they're trying to do that, but it's stupid. Like it's a waste of time. Like he looks cheesy.
Yeah.
He's getting mad because they broke his game system. Like, come on, what happened to the Rusev that came in when he was in WWE squashing everybody and
fighting the Rock,
making everyone tap? Like,
yeah. Bro, this is supposed to be a sports presentation. That's what they told me. Why is a guy playing video games in the audience? I don't get this.
I don't get it.
Bro, because AEW lied to you. Of course. It's not a sport. It's a sport. It's going to be sports entertainment. That's what it's going to be. They lied to you about this whole, records count and the overall records. And then when you go to their website, you see overall this and the 7-1 and 3-9. It's bull. It's bull. It's all BS. Just keeping it real with you, Corey. It's all BS.
Still ride or die with them.
I sold you a dream, brother.
I'm still ride with them, man. Speaking of riding, man, MJF, big announcement. He technically didn't join the Inner Circle, but he's going to join Chris Jericho for dinner, for steak. What the hell is going on here?
Get rid of it. MJF? It's stupid now. Nobody takes it seriously. Like, you're going for steak with Chris Jericho. He wants to join the Inner Circle.
I'm going
to
get rid of him. But...
what are they going to kick out? Sammy Guevara?
They're going to take out Jericho.
I would take out Jericho. No, it's time for him to pack it up.
No.
This might be a slow burn to get rid of Jericho.
It's going to take a while.
I think that's what they're going
to see.
Yeah, this might be the pot. They stirring it up. It isn't
so
a pressure
gonna get
cooker.
MJF versus Chris Jericho. MJF's ring ring ability is already bad as is, and Chris Jericho is not what he used to be. It's gonna be horrible.
I'm sorry. What? His in ring is horrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I'm gonna have to screw with you
nice
on that
in
one.
The ring.
MJF
he's
is boring.
Nice in
the
ring.
MJF
boring. It must be a new definition
what
of boring.
Match? What good match has he had?
Every match, especially with Cody.
All right, no, I'll wait. I'll wait again.
Cody.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that many matches.
Didn't he raise
the Cody match is good.
No.
You can't have a good match with Dean.
You can't have a good match with him.
Nobody has a good match with him.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting, Corey.
He only had like two
matches.
Bro, this dude is prime time.
He's not garbage.
Just because he wasn't doing
He's only good at promos. That's it.
He wasn't putting the ball between his legs, doing a dunk, and then giving somebody a tope suicina, whatever the hell that's called. That's what you want?
Nope. I don't want that at all.
You want a tope dive?
He's not doing it for me. He's not. He's really not doing it for me.
I'm still riding with MJF. I still got to ride with him, man.
I still got to ride. And somebody else we'll get to next is
what you got to understand something. You see, MJF. Well, Edwin. See, this is what you got to understand about MJF. Now you're saying that he's not really that great of a wrestler. And you got to remember something. He's a heel. Now heels, they have a different wrestling style than the faces. The faces are the ones that do all the crap.
Yeah.
And jump off the ring and flip out of the ring. That's what they do. The heels, they wrestle in a more methodical way, a more grounded sort of way. That's the psychology of a heel.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I don't. MJF is boring for me. His matches are boring for me, at least. Besides that, Cody.
He's not going to do a moonsault.
I don't want to see him do a moonsault either. Like,
which he could.
I don't want to see him flip.
Which he could.
I wouldn't. He could, but I wouldn't.
He could.
He's could. Done it. I've seen him do that.
He's done it.
I'll send you it.
It'll go back to his independent days, which Corey doesn't watch because it was in the gym.
In the what?
I don't even know. I don't even know how he knows about that.
In the what? No, I saw MJF do a moonsault like in a tag team match.
Where?
It was him.
Somewhere in the gym?
No. It was him and his partner versus Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't do gyms.
Yeah,
I don't do that. It's speaking of something that I'm not gonna do. I'm not even gonna talk about this match because it hurts my heart.
No, that's your boy. Talk about it because that's your boy.
Cody versus Orange Cassidy.
Your boy OJ.
Yes, that's your boy.
I don't know. OJ. I don't know what to say. I can't even. This is embarrassing.
You mean spoiled orange juice?
I'll say this is my only comment on this. Cody's, you know, I love Cody. That's my guy. And I love Orange Cassidy, but in a sense where he's not fighting for a belt. I like him as comedy, like, you know, do a little kick here and a super kick and hands in the pockets. I can do that in like the first two matches. But now he's getting title shots and that match was just so stupid. I'm done. I can't do it no more.
You know what Orange Cassidy is for me? Orange Cassidy is AEW's equivalent to Elias.
Yes. That's great. I like Elias. That is great.
But here's the thing. I like Orange Cassidy and I like Elias. It's just that these guys should not be competing for titles. that's the whole thing about them. It's like they're good at what they do. Elias is good at what he does. He's awesome, I think. And I think Cassidy is too. But when you try to put Cassidy in a ring with the most pretentious wrestler on the planet, Cody Rhodes.
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
Yes, he's the most pretentious wrestler that's ever walked the earth. You can't really have he takes it too serious. He's taken it as a joke. It comes off as crazy, and this what this match came off as crazy. Cody and him can't work together. They should never be in a match together. They can't program together. I don't know who could program with Orange Cassidy because he don't even talk. So I just thought the match was just garbage. Yeah.
Definitely was.
Hated it.
And for a 10 and a draw, like, come on,
disgusting. What do you?
Because they don't want him to lose again.
What do you guys think about Matt Hardy? He's going against Sammy Guevara.
Retire
him, man.
This is retire.
This is insane. I feel like his wife took like an insurance policy on him and is like saying, "Hey, listen, go fight this guy again."
I would have retired. I would have been retired.
This is insane.
You know what makes Matt Hardy look bad sometimes when I watch him is how better his brother's doing.
Yeah.
Every time I look at Matt Hardy, I go, "Oh, Jeff looks like they're going to give him a run."
Yeah.
They give him a push somehow. And
he can walk still, off the table.
He's
done more crazy stuff than Matt Hardy, but like,
right?
Geez,
Jeff Hardy's horrible.
Yeah, Matt is finished. Oh nah.
Jeff Hardy, I disagree.
He's horrible. I totally disagree with that.
Right now, he's horrible. Back in the day, he's horrible too. He's like Goldberg, bro.
I think so. I mean, he's not doing that. He's horrible now. What's he doing? That ladder match. I mean,
I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
I mean, unless you like. I mean, I guess everybody does like
that ladder match. His really body good. On the line, but
that's it. Was it was
he's that ladder match is awesome.
I don't want to see that no more. We'll get there.
I don't know.
We'll get there. So we already touched on the drawing for who's going to be the number one contender for the AEW tag team title. So we'll skip that. So now, oh my God. This is probably the worst match in the history of matches. The AEW women's title match, Akira Shida versus Big Swole. Listen, I like Akira Shida. I like Big Swole to a sense.
I think she's whack all the way.
No, Swole.
I don't.
Akira Shida?
Big Swole. Yeah.
Big Swole? Oh, I like her as a person.
But like, you know her.
I do. Frank, I don't expect that from you. Frank, God, I actually don't Corey, expect that from you. I expect that from Edward.
Oh man, Corey. I expect that from Go Edward. Ahead, Corey. Keep going. As a person. What's her real name?
Actually, you know what? I want you to take your phone right now and go to Instagram. She's actually following me, but go ahead. So try that. But she's not a good wrestler. Nah. And they just put her out there.
How did she get a title shot?
The best female wrestler you have right now.
That's what I was saying. How?
Who else is there? They don't even put Nyla Rose out there?
None?
No, she has wins. She beat Britt Baker.
I just don't know how much.
And some randoms. Oh, did she won? And she won. She beat somebody last week, but it's just.
Not for no title,
bro. Bro, not for no title, man. They set her up. You see how NXT has like all these women matches, and then you throw out this garbage? Come on, man.
Big Swole.
Big. Isn't she? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like Cedric Alexander. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, you should teach her how to wrestle.
No,
I mean,
oh man,
that should be his number one job as a husband.
You know, it's not her fault though. It's not her fault
because
it's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
It is.
It's somebody's fault. Somebody's fault that she got a title shot and that she's here on national television with millions of people that can potentially be watching at any time. Yeah. Her throwing up that performance, it's not good, man. It's not good. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about her. Like, I'm not impressed with her at all. I mean, maybe she knows what she needs. She just needs to go back to developmental.
The basics.
Honestly, she needs to go back to like the basics. Yeah, and get out of this television thing right now, and just go back to like, you know, doing something.
I would do that.
Independent, I guess.
Back to the basics for sure.
I guess, you know.
Get it out of there.
100%. 100%. She's horrible.
Right now.
And then speaking of horrible,
nah.
John Moxley versus Lance Archer. This is a cut and paste match. Every single match he does is the same damn match. He goes outside, He brawls, goes in the ring, brawls again. This guy, like, what kind of psychology? He just walks in, gives him his move, and then hit him for like a two count. And then he, in the end of the match, that was like the worst finish I ever seen.
But Corey, in my life. You said Archer was gonna win.
I'm done with Moxley, man.
You said Archer was gonna win.
Somebody needs to win, man, because this is.
Well,
this.
You thought wrong.
I thought somebody is. This is just
who.
Well, I know who's gonna win now.
I was, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Khalid that Kingston. Before you guys came on. I was like, "You put the belt on Eddie Kingston?"
Yeah,
I wouldn't either. You guys talk about being sloppy, about that.
And I wouldn't, but
I would.
Talk, you
would.
You can talk.
No, okay. His body matches his talking ability in terms of like he looks like that. He's like that hood dude, you know, like. And he's like, yes, he comes off as.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is, but as we come off as. So he doesn't need to be Jack. He needs to be in a little more shape than what he is right now. But he needs way better gear.
But
he has a little posse with him. I don't want him with the belt. I'd rather him than Moxley.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I gave him the compliment that, you know, he reminds me of an ECW wrestler. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a compliment because Sandman was awesome.
Good compliment.
That's actually a compliment. But still, I wouldn't want to see him with that belt. As for the match itself, Corey, you hit it right on the head, man. Like, John Dean Ambrose Moxley, you know, thinks that he's like Stone Cold, and you know, listen, the match is stupid. He comes into the match, he hits him with his move, the Paradox Shift. In 2 seconds in that match, he gets out of
the. And that's the crazy part.
He pops out of the Paradox.
Yeah, like he did open up with that.
Right. Isn't that the end of the match that you hit him with that? It kicks out at two. And then we have to go with this long, drawn out match that Corey was right about. They go outside and they do all the stupid nonsense that, John Dean Ambrose Moxley likes to do, and it's not innovative. It's not fun to watch. It's just, you know, the only one of these things that he ever did that I liked, I swear to God, the only one of these things that he ever did that I liked was it was a long time ago when he fought Kenny Omega.
Oh, yes.
And one of these
uncensored mess.
The lights out match. That's the only one he did that I was like, okay, this is kind of enjoyable. And that was mostly because actually Omega made me enjoy the match more than him. But yeah, he does the same. He thinks he's like something. Mm-hmm. Like that PWI number one thing got to his head real tough. No, he's not doing it for me at all. Honestly, this is I would want, and I know you guys wouldn't agree to this, because I'm the only guy that likes old people here. All right. These guys are old phobias. They hate old people. I just want you to know that. Everybody that's listening.
I mean,
I would say you bring that belt back to Jericho. All right. Honestly, like
he's too watered down now, but
I'm tired of this guy, John Dean Ambrose Moxley.
You know what's crazy? I don't know anybody who's going to. I don't know.
I put it on Goldust.
I don't know, man. Like, they
put it on Goldust.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Goldust.
Put it on Goldust.
I have both.
I would like Cody with that.
But I know he can't challenge.
You know what? You know what's funny about you saying that? And you know I'm not even big on Cody. But right now, you're right.
Put it on Cody.
Put it on Cody. Please.
Savior.
Please. Like, honestly.
Oh, God.
Please. Put it on something.
It's too much.
Not a good
one. Speaking of too much, we got to go to Raw. This is a 3-hour show. 3 hours worth of 3 hours worth of trash.
Please. So
we're going to condense this a little bit here. So we had the opening with Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre fighting. And we close the show with Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre fighting. I'm not sure if they fought for the whole 3 hours. I'm not sure what went on. What do you guys think about this? Like, in terms of, it's the same thing over and over.
And it's going to happen again after Hell in a Cell. I'll tell you that much.
I mean,
somebody's going to want the revenge if Randy wins. I think.
Do you think Randy finally wins that?
He has to. It's not like Randy Orton's done for a long time. He has to.
I already think his momentum already went down. Yeah. I already think it's already down.
They ruined him. They ruined my top 10 wrestler. Ruined him.
He had it, man.
Yeah. I'm still a big Randy fan, but, they did do damage to
him. I mean, I heard rumors that Goldberg might come back and fight Drew McIntyre, but who knows?
Nah.
Yeah.
There we go.
So now we go to –
Now you're talking, Corbin. You're finally talking.
So now we go to a no disqualification match with Kevin Owens and Aleister Black. Kevin Owens picks a win. They're both going to SmackDown, so I'm assuming they're going to keep this going.
Apparently, what's the story for these guys? Nothing at all.
I mean, what's next? What's next?
They're done. It's sad, but they're done.
Especially, I feel bad for Aleister Black the most. Kevin Owens, he's been around a block. He's got his money. But Aleister Black
had a lot of attention, man. And they just did whatever they want with him.
He did.
And it's funny. I saw a tweet Kevin Owens.
Vince strikes again.
WWE sent, put out a little picture, and it had the WWE titles in each bracket, and it had four superstars in each one. And they said, who would you select to win whatever, the Universal or the Intercontinental? And they had Kevin Owens in the Intercontinental, and he retweeted. He said, I think you have me in the wrong bracket. I was like, man, you lucky they put you in that. Because you shouldn't be doing nothing. And then you shouldn't get no title run.
Yeah.
And he signed for 5 years, man. Yep. So he's stuck.
And what's he gonna do in SmackDown? That's Roman's show. Roman's taking out everybody.
Roman? The tribal chief.
I don't know who.
The tribal chief.
He's taking them all out.
Well, Frank, speaking of your guy,
let's talk about this guy right here. Hold on.
The freak.
Hold on.
Watching everybody.
Before we go with.
He attacked Miz and Morrison.
This guy strikes.
Let's talk about again. This.
Lars Sullivan strikes again.
What happened?
Strikes again. This guy
strikes again.
Yoga instructors DM. I got the text
bro,
right
we're
here.
Not gonna
I'm going to
start talking about this.
Who? No.
Because we didn't talk about Dream. We didn't talk about Matt Riddle.
Whose man's is this? Whose man?
You didn't do it.
listen to what this guy said. Whose man is this?
It is crazy.
Incredibly beautiful. I absolutely love your legs. You got any booty pics in those, hon? And then since the zip face emoji and the devil face. Whose man is that, bro? And she
didn't you and Corey say when this happened with Velveteen, when this happened with Dream and Dream's messages came out? Didn't you guys say, "Oh, it's easy to make a fake page and put his icon and put
this
the blue
is
check."
Lars
you guys
Sullivan.
Said that.
So what's this is Lars.
Yeah, but they showed Dreams text messages too.
They got Dreams. No, that was the Dreams was alleged. The Dream was alleged. This was fact checked. That was DM.
Those are fake. You could tell those are fake. Those are fake. Those were text messages. Those were like fake text messages.
That's real.
This is like how you have a check mark on a text message. This is like actual from Instagram. Like, this is from Instagram. She replies, "Hey, Lars, I'm going to refund you your money. I told you before, I block people who send me messages like this. So take this as a kind warning. I don't have time to work with clients who don't respect boundaries. I'm also happily married. It's not very smart on your part, given you're quite well known."
You got any booty kicks?
He said, you got any booty who kicks in those Han? Who is this yoga instructor, by the way? H-O-N, Han.
Yo, man, I don't know how to slide in the DMs.
Bro, get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Personal life.
He's in the wrong DMs in the first place anyway. Get him out of here. God.
Oh my god.
Get him
I give him 5 months.
You boy messing up.
Oh my god. Now we speaking of Get Out, we got Seth Rollins against Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles triple threat match. AJ picking up the big win. What do you guys think about this horrific match in my opinion?
Yeah, AJ, I think AJ's next in. If Drew McIntyre wins, AJ's next in line. And I think AJ.
I would take AJ versus Randy Orton.
I think AJ wins.
It has a possible to be a good match.
I think it might. Randy Orton may win. And then it may be Randy Orton, AJ Styles. Randy Orton, I think, came out and tweeted something or put something on Instagram about AJ Styles on Raw. Let me see if I can find it.
But didn't they fight at
WrestleMania?
The one we went to, or no?
I forgot about them.
I absolutely forgot about that. God, I'm done with
that. Was some bad.
Yeah. Oh my god, that line was. That line was horrible. Well, we didn't know about that, but man, that was. Oh.
Yeah, I saw when terrible. I was watching it. It was terrible.
Oh my god.
But the match itself, yeah. It's just a routine match. Them doing their thing, you know, them hitting their moves, and AJ picking up the win. If Edwin is right though, if let's say Randy wins the title, so would that AJ challenges him. Would it be like a AJ would be like turning
so this
face?
Is what Randy Orton says. He put a picture.
Right now he's
of,
like a hill.
AJ up. He says, "I got my hands full right now with Drew McIntyre and Hell in a Cell. But after I become WWE champion, I just may have something to say about that hat," which he had a hat on that said "Legend." So I guess.
Oh.
I could see that happening.
Interesting. That's
could be good.
They need a break. They need a break.
Yeah, he needs a vacation.
Randy needs to go away for a little bit, man. He needs a little vacation, man. And speaking of vacation, let's quickly talk about Angel Garza and Andrade. Quick match. Angel Garza picked up the win. Where do you think they both go from here?
I think they have a match.
Nah, Andrade's out for a little bit. I heard he's having a surgery. Yeah,
okay.
His elbow.
Oh, okay. Awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, actually, because that was a quick match.
Because honestly, that wouldn't be.
I mean, Garza is the star.
That would be a very good, well-rounded match.
He's the star.
Potential
to be a great match.
If they let him go.
So is Garza the face now?
He could be whatever, man.
He could do it all.
He reminds me of Eddie Guerrero.
He should be a face. I mean,
when I first told this man that, he gave me so much crap. Oh, what are you talking about? No, he's not. Like, what? You're delusional. This and that. Yeah. And now he's saying he's like Eddie Guerrero when I've been said that. Yo, get out of here,
bro.
Stop.
I'm on the Angel Garza train right now.
My wrestlers, guy. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Get off.
You're right.
Train. I'm on the train.
I remember
train
you
now.
Saying that.
Get off.
Edwin, you definitely said that. I remember.
I'm holding on to this train. And speaking of holding on, the New Day versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode for the tag team championships.
I like Bobby Roode so much.
Poor Bobby Roode.
He has charisma. He can wrestle. He can put on a good match.
Poor
like,
Bobby Roode.
It sucks, bro. I really like the guy.
Every time I look at Bobby Roode, I just go, you know what? Let me just throw on a whole Impact TNA match real quick.
Oh, he was good.
When he was actually
beer money. He was good.
But when even when he was in NXT, he was good,
Let me watch something like when he was really good. Yeah, there we go.
Entrances, man.
Yeah, you don't got the crowd saying glorious no more. Like, it's just like that.
Yeah.
He's with the Johnny Gargano of WWE, Dolph Ziggler.
Wait, what? I mean, they're both like gatekeepers, right?
Johnny Gargano, not a gatekeeper. Don't disrespect him like that.
They both play the same role.
You're being disrespectful, right?
No, don't disrespect.
You're being disrespectful.
He's not. What has he done?
He's put on better matches than Dolph Ziggler.
He gets beat every.
You know what I hate about Johnny Gargano?
Doesn't matter. He's put on great matches.
Yeah, but he doesn't win.
It doesn't matter. He put on classics.
Dolph Ziggler doesn't win.
Any NXT match you probably think of, he's probably
disrespecting Gargano. But you got a picture with Gargano. He's a gatekeeper, right?
This is a picture with him hugged up, right? This is a participation.
Well, that's what he said earlier. He said I was hugged up with it.
That was actually not the comments that I said. I didn't say hugged up.
We can rewind it once
I did not say hugged up. I did not. That's
okay.
That's false information.
Don't disrespect Gargano like that, though.
Yeah, that's the alternative truth. Right there. So anyway, we're gonna go to an Eddie Guerrero tribute of Ricochet getting Cedric Alexander disqualified with the chair shot to the mat. What do you guys think about this match?
Hopefully. I think that's the end. They can't fight no more, right? That's it.
That's okay. It.
Thank God. No thank more. God.
God. Thank the Shout Lord. Out to Eddie, man. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Eddie.
Good.
Because this was. This
but
is
now
done.
What you do with Ricochet? Well, what's up with Ricochet now? Who he feuds with?
The caterer.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I can't believe Titus O'Neil got drafted. Talking about caterer.
I'm assuming that.
I can't believe he got drafted. Ricochet's not even drafted.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
He didn't get drafted yet.
He's not drafted.
Oh, he's not drafted?
No, he didn't. I told
it's
you.
It's over, right? The draft is over.
I told you.
I don't know.
He's still going.
No, it's done. It's done.
I think he'll end up on SmackDown.
He's a free agent. He's a free agent. He's free.
Where's what's main event? What is
it's
that?
Like, the pre-show that before SmackDown, Raw SmackDown. When you go there live,
the pre-show before. Raw.
That's
where we're gonna see him.
That's what he's gonna be. So he's gonna be main event.
Don't do Ricochet like that, bro. Don't do Ricochet like that.
I love Ricochet.
Don't do my guy.
He got
the
I-95
belt down pat.
What
do you
bring next? Telling you. You three like Ricochet, right? So I'm the only one that's just out on Ricochet. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Love him. He's good.
He's not good.
Why?
He's the man. Bro, did you see that?
What are you good at?
Him and Adam Cole, man.
Every match that I ever seen Ricochet.
We was there for that one, too, in Brooklyn. When they let him fight.
Every match is the man. Bro, he is the man.
Every match I ever. The flip.
Is it the flip?
Listen. Hear me out. The last match I ever saw Ricochet, like, with him doing what he likes to do, all that stuff that I guess you guys enjoy, which I'm not saying nothing bad about it. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. Yeah. Listen, it looked like an outtake from Mortal Kombat Annihilation. That's what the match looked like. These guys did acrobatic flips. I'm talking about flips that Simona Bliss would love when she's doing floor exercises in the Olympics. That's the type of flips I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about.
Bro, you can't. You got to be amazed by that. You're not amazed.
Amazed.
By that.
Like, where's the fight? Amazing. Like, where's the fight? Doing? What fight are they doing?
They are fighting, bro. They are fighting.
I can't believe it. What fight?
I didn't see a fight.
Like, come on. Like, when he did that moonsault and took that.
No, that was good. Come on, that bro. That. You know why?
Like,
because he took
he
a kick.
That to like T everything.
Yes, so, yes. He took a kick.
You like his moment.
I like
he
that. But when you're just doing a Mortal Kombat exercise, for 15 to 20 minutes, and you're flipping out of everything, and they're doing Frankensteiners to you, and you're flipping out of that. It's like, what am I watching? And you're flipping out of Hurricane Riders from the top ropes, and you're flipping out of it?
That's entertaining, man. That's entertaining. Hell yeah, that's athletic, man.
Entertainment, I mean. I like the guy, just...
He just left.
Now you made him leave, guys.
I think we should go back to Tito. I would like him to go back.
The Tito's is out.
I think we should go back to NXT, man.
Back to NXT too, man.
Well, he's going to go back, all right? He's going right back to the game.
I can't believe you said main event.
He's done.
Sucks.
He's going right to main event. And speaking of the main event, Lana is now the number one contender for the women's title, winning a battle royal.
Why?
What do you guys think?
Listen, I like Lana.
Why? That's the question. Why?
Yeah.
They're gonna squash her because of the whole Rusev thing is gonna be a beating.
I don't see her winning anything. I mean, I always said about Lana.
Mark my words.
She looks great. She has great legs. Great legs. a good smile. Beautiful face. But in terms of wrestling, you know, it's just not there. It's just not there for her. She's a good manager. Yeah.
She needs a big swole treatment. She needs to go back.
Nah, she just needs to be a manager. Yeah. She doesn't need to fight at all.
No.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be Tony Storm.
You said what? Oh, I thought you said she was.
I said not everybody can be Tony Storm.
I was about to say, Corey, you have now been dismissed.
Don't disrespect the best wrestler in the game right now, Tony Storm. Can't disrespect the best wrestler in the game right now, Tony Storm.
I still understand that statement. Never seen her wrestle before, and like, you don't watch UK. No, you don't watch UK. And
I never seen
you
wrestle before.
You've never watched any of her independent stuff.
I will not watch UK.
I don't understand.
I'm an American. I'm an American. I would not watch
something from another
country. I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. All right.
He got built.
Yes, but I will not watch anything from him from UK.
He's in shape. Talking about shape. That's
phenomenal shape.
Tanya, next NXT UK, make sure you watch. He's talking about that on this.
I can't wait. Oh, I mean, I will not watch, but I will join happily. You guys can tell me about it. UK, if it's not Walter, I'm not watching.
You don't even know who Walter is.
That's my guy.
I sent you matches of Walter. I'm not watching.
I love Walter.
This is ball wrestling. This is independent stuff. Like,
don't send me something. Don't send me something where he's like.
It doesn't matter. It's the build up to his career
in a bat cave. Doing flips, don't send me that. Like, what? I don't want to see that. Like, and you have like little kids with balloons, like in a fairy, like riding a horse around the ring. Like, I don't want to see that. Don't send me that crap. I'm watching that crap. Now, speaking of crap, we go to SmackDown. We have Frank Boy, Lars Sullivan versus Jeff Hardy.
This is the same. Same feud. Jeff? Before he got hurt, they finished him off with. Like,
I thought Jeff was gonna come out with that win. Honestly,
I forgot about.
You know, I wasn't sure what Lars Sullivan's nickname is. This is the Freak. Yeah, they said it about 500 million times.
Freak.
He's a freak.
He's a freaking
MGM. For real.
Okay, I get it.
He's a freak.
Freak.
I just want to know who's he gonna feud with. Is he just gonna beat up everybody?
With Hardy now.
They never really.
It's gonna be.
Well, no, I think Hardy's gonna feud with. Isn't it Elias? Didn't Elias beat him up?
Elias.
It's gonna be Hardy and Elias.
Elias beat him up. Yeah.
I mean, Hardy should win. Elias. So.
Elias, well,
garbage. Sorry to leave.
Yeah, he's no Orange Cassidy.
He's no Orange Cassidy.
When was Elias?
His best match?
Orange Cassidy's better than Elias, actually.
He has some good matches in NXT.
Yeah.
Elias. Now you're just reaching. You're reaching now.
You know what?
He was in NXT for like a cup of coffee, man. Come on, man.
He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer. I give you that.
He was hot.
He only comes back to WWE to promote.
He was hot. And WWE did absolutely nothing with him. Like, he was like heel, he was face, like the crowd. He had the whole crowd. He had everything going. And they did absolutely nothing.
With the guitar, that was pretty cool. Yeah, man. Like I said, he only comes back to promote his music. I think a song is called something for Jeff. It has Jeff's name.
He's a better, more jacked up version of the Honky Tonk Man. All right. That's pretty much what he is.
Yeah.
He can hit you with the guitar like Jeff Jarrett, though.
Honky Tonk Man.
But not as cool as Jeff Jarrett, though, because Jeff Jarrett used to hit headshots with that.
He could.
Yeah.
Headshots.
It was pure headshots.
Them slap nuts. Yeah, he used to.
And Jeff had swag, man. Jeff had swag, man. All right. So now we got the six-man tag match. I guess at the end of the era. No more New Day. Yo, you know, man, they're doing a podcast.
In honor of the singles run. In honor of the singles run. Podcast. You see it?
What happened? Like, they can't.
You see it?
What the hell do you? In honor what of the singles run.
I'm going to say this about Big E. I'm going to say this about Big E, and I'm calling it now. He's the 20.
Why is your shirt so big, bro? Large, what is actually that? Is that a medium?
I'm saying this right now. Big E is the is
that's
the
a long
one of
this.
I agree.
I'm going to call it now.
We need to focus on Edwin's shirt right now.
Yep,
look how
right.
Look how much he's swimming in that
it's
shirt.
Large.
Bro. You ate dinner?
And
you ate dinner today,
singles,
bro?
And I named the singles, bro.
You ate dinner?
Big E, throwback.
I think it was corny the way they came out and started crying like they don't see each other every day. I thought it was true.
Corny. I like that.
I'm 100% with you on that one, Frankie. Corny as hell. Corny as hell.
Corny, bro.
It was good. I felt it too. I was like, oh man.
I'm looking forward to it too. I felt you know how the network does the 24 or the 30, the day of. I think that's gonna be cool if they do something on a new day for that, like the day they split up.
Other than that, I think it was corny.
That was corny.
It's the end of an era, though, man. Come on, you gotta appreciate one of the best tag teams.
It's not the end of an era. They're gonna come back.
They're not gonna come back. Eventually, they might come back at like
WrestleMania
or Rumble.
I mean, you know why it was corny? I'm gonna give Frankie a lot of credit on this one. You know why it was corny?
Singles run by himself.
I didn't see the Shield do this. I didn't see the Shield crying, talking about we're not gonna be together no more.
Yes, they did. They had a pay-per-view. No, they had a pay-per-view dedicated to
that. That's two different things, bro.
Yeah,
then at the end, they all spoke.
But I don't think they were that. I don't know if they were that close. I don't know if they're that close.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they weren't that close.
Okay.
But I agree with that. They didn't do that whole whack. I mean, they did do it, but it wasn't awesome how the New Day did it. Because everyone was right. They had that pay-per-view dedicated to them.
I don't like it.
But it was whack. It was wacky.
I don't like people breaking character. I'm into kayfabe, all right? For real. I'm really not into that's why I like my wrestling. I'm really not into these guys always crying and doing, I know
that
but
was like the real side of them.
I'm just
the
not into it. I'm not into it. You could do that on your private time.
Yeah. That'd be cool for them to do a podcast on it, which they probably will. But yeah.
Well, speaking of something that I was not into,
God.
Seth Rollins interrupts.
I think this will be a good feud.
Guy, Daniel Bryan.
We're not even getting that feud.
But then Buddy Murphy comes in. He beats the hell out of Seth Rollins. What do you guys? I mean, what's going on with this Jerry Springer thing? Is this ever going
to
end?
That's all.
Just moved to Friday.
It moved to Friday.
Jump ship.
That's it.
We get everybody to see it later in the
everybody
week.
Everybody involved with it.
Yeah. That's the worst part. We should have they should have kept it on Monday so we'll get it over with. So sad.
Damn shame. It's sad. I'm tired of this.
I want to know what's gonna happen.
I'll give this one more month, man. I'm not gonna talk about
it. They're gonna win the tag team belts first, and then they'll lose it that way. Yeah, they're gonna end up winning.
Tag team.
Even Rey Mysterio, they're gonna win it.
We need to just get that feud already.
We ain't getting that till later.
Not over my Street Profits. Not over my Street Profits.
You think Dominik and Rey's gonna beat Street Profits?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No. They're not winning over. Street Profits.
I did too. I don't think that.
I love the Street Profits.
They're getting rid of that. They're getting boring.
Well, speaking of the Street Profits, they fought Bobby Roode
and
Dolph Ziggler. So is this insert another black group
on another day?
And listen. I forgot to say this, man. Can you give my boy Dolph Ziggler some respect in this world, man? Jesus. Since I came back to wrestling, it's like he's been the most disrespected guy. I don't know what the hell happened. Edwin's going to have to refresh me on the 2 years that I missed when I came back. Dolph Ziggler's just a burger. I don't know what the hell happened.
Bro, it's been the same way. It's been the same exact way every time. He won the Money in the Bank thing once. He lost the championship. They made him come back on Raw one night, beat Alberto Del Rio, or was it Del Rio? Sheamus, one of them, cashed in. He won, and then he lost it the following week. Like it's
crazy, man. You just disrespect this guy. I mean, the match itself, whatever. It's whatever, man. I did enjoy. What's the guy's name for Street Profit? Here we go. That flying body thing that he did, where he got some real air. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got air.
He's probably a single competitor. Yeah. He has a lot of potential.
Give him another.
A lot. He just needs some more weight.
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
A lot of potential. Yeah, he's tall. They're tall.
Yeah. He got real air on
that
one.
I was shocked.
Wow.
He be scaring me sometimes, though. Yeah. He gets so much air, I be like, woo! I get nervous.
He be up there. I like him. The match itself, you know, was a nothing match. Once again, Bobby Roode. Anytime I want to watch Bobby Roode match, I just turn on the TNA. Here we go.
Well, bad for him, man. Bad.
So now, do you guys want to talk about the Bayley and Sasha contract signing that wasn't really a contract signing?
That girl, Sasha cut that promo.
It's just a promo because Bayley never signed the contract.
What I don't get is that how do you do a contract signing when you already confirmed that the match is happening? So why do you need to do a contract signing? Details, man. I don't get it.
They always do.
And then Bayley doesn't sign, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Contract signing.
She has one more week, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't understand the segment.
I just love Sasha. She did a great
cut their promos over and over. You ain't got to do no contract. They could have left that all out. Let's cut their promos. That's it.
I'm genuinely getting tired of the gimmick of the contract signing in these SmackDowns and Raws. Yes,
because it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. We know what's going to happen. They come out.
I'm actually tired of that. I wish they would stop doing that.
And they've been doing that since God knows when. Since like Attitude Era-ish.
Who y'all think is getting that win?
Bayley.
Sasha.
Bayley.
At least.
Bayley? Oh, I got
Bayley. I think Bayley. Sasha wins.
Bayley. They never
unless Bayley wins and then they go to Survivor Series because the next one's the Survivor Series, I think.
Sasha,
she's AEW bound. And she go to AEW, dominate that division.
She needs to go to AEW, man. Because this is
she'll kill there. There's no way she.
Oh my god. She probably win the men's title. Give it to her, man. I'll put on her right now. You know what I mean? Speaking of dominance. We're going to save the best for last. The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, my number one guy, versus Braun Strowman. And I think
he
tapped him out, or did he fade?
I thought he faded.
Right.
I'm not sure which one.
I'm going to talk about this again. Me and Khalid were talking about this earlier. Braun Strowman was ragging this guy the entire match, throwing him around. And then all of a sudden, Roman Reigns jumps and puts him in a little chokehold, and he can't throw him off him or slam him. It's a stupid chokehold. He could have just, I don't know.
I think he could have got up. In real life, if it was a real fight, I think he could have got up.
He would have flung him off.
I think he would have got up with Roman on him and just.
Let me just say this.
In a real fight, Roman
would as for the match itself, let me just say this. I'm going to give credit, a little credit towards the match itself, because I will say this. This was a great match for Braun Strowman. It wasn't a great match. It was a great Braun Strowman match. It wasn't a great match. I would just be facetious with that a little bit.
So your man. Oh,
made you noticed special, him, right? The greatest of all time. Yeah, thank
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Goldberg, baby.
Who?
Goldberg
was there. Blurry as hell.
Goldberg was
there? You know Goldberg is going to fight Roman.
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a rematch. That has to be the rematch. Because that was supposed to be the fight at Mania.
It's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Unfortunately. I'm not ready for that.
It might take place at Royal Rumble.
Khalid going to talk that one out.
How old is Goldberg?
I'm not ready for that.
So about Goldberg, baby. Goldberg. Anyway. I'm just saying the match itself, it was a good Braun Strowman match, meaning a lot of stuff got broken, a lot of out of the ring, you know, when he does that stuff. He me and Edward was saying, he was tossing Roman Reigns like a rag doll the whole match, and then out of nowhere, Roman Reigns decides that he wants to be Bones Jones and do a UFC move on him. Catch him in a guillotine and choke him out or tap him out or whatever. Now, if he choked out or tapped out, I'm not sure. But either way, this makes Braun Strowman look like a geek, to be honest. And
terrible, bro.
His career might be on the line. It might be DOA.
Braun.
He's going to be in catering, bro.
Yeah, he goes from underground.
Yeah.
Braun still dressed like he wants to be on the
underground. It looks better.
I kind of like the look, though.
His last look, I think. I don't know.
Looks better.
I don't like him that much to begin with, so I'm just.
I think the last good run with him was.
Yeah, I don't really. Y'all think I just like big guys. Yeah. He's one that I don't like. So I'm not a fan of him. Yeah. The end of the match.
New big show.
How do you think about the end of the match with Jay Uso coming out and and Roman saying, "Yeah, I do this for the family, man. I do. See, you can't be the tribal chief like me. You can't be me. You can't be me."
Oh my
God! Is he lying though? Is he lying? He's not lying.
He's like, "Here, you want to hit me with the chair? Here. I'll turn my back.
This is how I gotta feed the family."
He ain't lying.
I don't know, man. There's no way he beats Roman at Hell in a Cell. There's no way.
Nah.
No way at all.
Oh, damn.
I don't even want to see him in a group, actually. At first, I wanted to see him with the Usos. I don't want to see him no more. I'd rather him be by himself.
Way better by himself.
Yeah, because if you have those two dudes, then it looks like the Shield again.
There would never be another Shield. Can't do that.
Speaking of the Shield, I'm just throwing out something real quick before y'all leave. Corey, do you think there's any possibility, because I was talking to Edward about this, about perhaps Seth Rollins and Roman going at it now that Seth is in on SmackDown?
Yeah, they have to.
Who would be?
Seth is the second biggest name there.
Seth Rollins.
Him and Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, that's what I said. Seth and Daniel Bryan.
I think Seth got to dip soon, right? I assume.
Well, he doesn't have
soon.
To.
He has a dip soon. Then I'm assuming he's going to be gone
for a few weeks.
I mean, I assume he's going to take three. Maybe. No, a couple
he's
gonna
months. He's
going to
be for Royal Rumble. He'll probably take months? December off.
I don't see him and Roman feuding because Seth is like Seth is like kind of mid card now. No,
don't.
Talent wise, he's not mid card.
Well, the storyline now.
The storyline he's in now is like kind of mid card.
Don't disrespect him, man.
That's not like a prime.
Don't disrespect the architect.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, listen, obviously Seth Rollins is great. I'm not denying his skill level. His skill level is main event, but I'm saying like what he's doing now is like kind of mid cardish. Like I'm the Messiah. And he's doing Jerry Springer. So
I think
I'm not sure if that's
that Roman and Seth
tribal
story.
Chief.
That's what I was thinking.
They obviously got the history, so that would be cool. I would actually enjoy that.
People would enjoy that
because they could talk about a lot.
No, and lastly, before we go, what do y'all think about WWE? If the fans return next year for WrestleMania, bringing back Cena and Taker. I said yes to Cena, no to Taker.
Wait, Cena versus Taker, or
no,
just bringing them
just
back?
Just bringing them back to get like they'll have separate match, like they'll find somebody to feud them with, but bring them back.
Oh, I read it wrong then. I thought it was Cena versus Taker.
No,
Taker's
it's,
done.
It's just bringing them back for WrestleMania.
Bringing them back
like for a segment or something. I would have Cena. No,
I have both
no Taker.
Of them. Both of them.
What do you think, Khalid?
Nah.
All right, What's the match?
Taker's
who,
done.
Who y'all
Taker's
playing?
Done.
I will put Taker with the Fiend, but not in a match. But I don't know how you would do it with a crowd. I would put them in like how they did the Firefly Funhouse with Cena. But I just don't know how you would do that with a crowd, like a cinema match.
I would do Cena versus Roman. I like their last
I'm
feud.
Putting
I would
the
do
title
Cena
on
versus
John Cena one more time.
I like
he has
last.
The great reverse title.
He doesn't want it though, because then he has to be on Raw.
He has
to come back. He has to fight. Uh-huh. He just got married.
I agree.
I don't think he wants to do that. I would agree though. I would.
I agree.
That.
You put some respect on Cena's name. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
You have him. Yeah. Hell yeah. Bring Cena back. Bring Goldberg back. Bring Undertaker back. Yes.
No. See that? That's how we have to.
Now, who you
that's
want Undertaker?
How,
who you want?
That's how we have to.
Who you want Undertaker to fight?
That's how we have to end it. He's gonna say bring
Bring Ric Flair back.
Yeah.
Bring Jake the Snake back.
Nah, we're good, man. We saw
Cross-eyed Sean.
Sean didn't want to come back to see what happened with Sean.
His last match was good.
With Sean.
We don't need him back.
Come on, Cross.
His last match was horrible. That tag team match at
you thought it was horrible?
Oh my god. With Triple H?
Don't
tell me, Khalid. You don't like that. End it. We're going to end it here. Khalid, we're not talking about that. That's another hour.
We'll be back.
My man did it.
You didn't enjoy that match.
No, that match was terrible. That match would have been good 18 years ago.
That was funny.
Everything. They came backstage.
Triple H tore his pec. Like, come on, bro.
Oh my God!
Shawn Michaels came backstage and said, "We failed
horribly."
He said it himself.
We'll be back next week.
Khalid, don't end it there. We're not talking about that, Khalid.
We got pay per view next week.
We got Hell in a Cell.
Oh, we got Hell in a Cell next week. So we got.
Y'all
want
to talk predictions real quick? Who y'all got?
Y'all know the card. What's the card?
Yeah.
Roman Uso.
Roman.
I got Roman.
Roman.
Randy.
I got Randy winning. I don't know. That's the only three I know so far.
Yeah, that's the only three I know.
There's something else.
Yeah, I got Bailey, Roman.
You got Drew winning?
Okay. Drew.
I got Randy.
You got Randy.
I got Drew.
Randy has to win. If not, he's over with. I don't know the other matches.
That's all.
There's only three I know so far.
Yeah,
that's all I know. That's all the main matches anyway. So
we'll talk about it.
But we'll be back next week for that. Also,
Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Start preparing. We got two more episodes before we do the throwback.
Yes,
episode 20, which is going to be our dream match card, WCW versus WWE. So start putting your matches together. But we'll be back next week. I know Khalid's going to have Goldberg on every card.
I know Goldberg's going to be the main event.
He's going to be the main event. But we'll be back next week. We'll see you next week, fellas.
Oh.